Hello and welcome to Reading in Bed Extracts with me, Amanda Steele. And today I'm going to be reading an extract of a short story by Jackson Arthur, which is from his collection of short horror stories. And the book is called Cellar Door. And I'll start by reading the blurb. The voice of a strange man forces two young women into a fight for their very survival. Who is Dr. Brandt? And what is the silent invasion? Daryl Rashad can't sleep. Terrorised by dreams of a flesh-eating creature, he returns to his childhood home in search of answers and peace. During his search, he must face not only his past, but the monsters that hide there. Joseph Kept has a good life. He has a successful career, a beautiful daughter, and a loving wife. But when he wakes up in a strange room, in a strange bed, he is not sure if he is walking into a nightmare or if reality is not how he remembers it. What terrifying tales lie beyond the cellar door? What creatures wait to devour you? Will you open it? Are you brave enough? So this is an extract from the short story, Dorothy, She Ran Up the Stairs. The place was like a mansion. That was the first thought I remember having when my mother, father and myself moved to the two-story house in Green Meadow Drive. Looking back, I know that the house had been far from a movie star quality home, but my world was much smaller back then. I was 8 years old at the time, and I'd only lived in a tiny two-bedroom apartment downtown before moving into the country. That new house was a drastic change in my world, going from a hole in the wall to a real, actual home. It was like apples and oranges to my young brain, and there was so much open space outside. I was no longer living in a cramped city where everyone was piled on top of each other, suffocating. I never had a yard before either, especially not one that seemed to go on forever. I had only seen such things in movies or on television, and when I stood in our new front yard and looked around, all I could see was open land and far-off woods. No other people, no other house, nothing but my family for miles. I was a king, and this would be my new kingdom. I clearly remember the day we moved in. It was hectic. We honestly didn't have a whole lot of stuff to pack and move, but the little we did own seemed to take forever to get situated. As an energetic young boy, my feet were itching to run and explore to all the new places available to me. I wasn't allowed to just start off, however. Not right away, at least. This is your new home, too, I recall my dad telling me. Grab whatever your little arms can carry and hustle. We need to have your room ready enough to spend the night. For a little boy with zero patience, it was the longest, best day ever. Whenever I think about the house on Green Meadow, I always call it the Red House, because of the red paint that covered the exterior, which had been worn and peeling in spots. I've never figured out what possessed the previous owners of the house to paint it barnyard red, but that colour always stood out in my memory. When we finally got done for the day, the sun was low, the air was cool, and I had just enough light left to play outside for one whole hour. And for one complete hour, I never stopped moving, not even for a second. It was glorious. The first few days at the Red House were brilliant. I never spent so much time outside. I battled imaginary armies. I searched for hidden treasures. Dragons and dark elves and evil wizards were all around me. I even saved a princess or two from peril. In truth, all I did was run around screaming and yelling at the top of my lungs because there was no one else within earshot of my ruckus. Only the birds and bees and whatever fairy creatures might be hiding in the far-off woods. However, my leash had only been so long, and my mum had to pull it taut quite often, as could be expected. I was only allowed to go so far from the house, and I had to remain within shouting distance at all times. Whenever it was lunchtime, dinner time, or the light of day fell away, my mum would walk onto the front porch and yell at the top of her lungs, "Little Shane, are you dead yet? You better come in before the pack of wild dogs get you." My mum had the weirdest sense of humour. She still does. Looking back, I fully understand my short leash and frustrated boundaries. Having two kids of my own now, I wouldn't have given my son and daughter that long of a rope, even in the open country. The thought of what could have happened makes my heart beat faster and my pulse quicken. But things were different back then, or at least that is what I am always told. I had so much fun those first few days, but when you're 8 years old, you can only run around the same area so long before it starts to get repetitive. We no longer lived in the city, but my dad still had to work there. It was a long commute. My dad often worked long days, which meant that he wasn't around a lot. Whenever I have memories of living in the Red House, he is rarely in them. It is usually just my mum and me. The few memories I do have of him normally involve him either coming or going. After quickly getting bored outside, I eventually moved my curiosities and wanderings indoors. Thinking back, it's kind of funny. The great outdoors had seemed so appealing at the time, so mysterious. There were so many new, exciting things to discover there, or so I had thought. So that's the end of the extract, and if you want to find out how the rest of that short story goes and read all the other short stories in this fantastic collection, I'll post a link in the write-up as usual. And thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next time. Bye for now.